see at the Goethe University we are trying to have more and more lectures video streamed. So they started this last year. This year there should be a little bit more intensive, maybe the coming year even more intensively. And the idea is that, if you don't know that, the lecture should be online the same day where it's given. This is a web page, video portal, and the idea is that below the stream you will have a text, where you see where something has happened, so you can correctly go to the text if you want to repeat a certain time window. Let's say something you missed, or even if you couldn't come the whole day, you could watch everything, and if you just missed a certain section, you go exactly to the tag where you missed that, and you can repeat that. So that's something starting last Okay, so that is what they're doing here, at least for me. It's also here the first time. Okay, so this is a lecture on complex adaptive dynamic systems. The time is in the has been changed because of some constraint. So on Tuesdays, we always have that now, so the 8:45, just one academic hour, 9:30. Today, I guess, a few people didn't notice that, so they will be coming, maybe coming and going. And on Thursdays, all the time has also been changed. Relatively what has been given in the Vorlesungsverzeichnis. What is the Vorlesungsverzeichnis? And that is from 9:15 until 11. Also here. And so the technical, I will wait until the end of the sessions, if somebody else is coming, to talk about the exercises, and if you want to have credit points. So let me talk about the context, what we are going to do. And so the field of complex system is a very large field. And there are many different possibilities to consider different aspects. So classically, the field of complex systems started in physics. For example, a well-known example in physics is if you have a pot with water or with some liquid, and you boil here, so some heat is coming. Initially, there will be just some thermal gradient, so the temperature will be hotter here and cooler there. And at a certain point, you will say some structure formation, some turbulence is going to happen, so some rotation of the liquid is going starting to take place. So that was then considered to be an example of something complex happening out of an simple starting situation. Another example is our galaxies. So you have many stars, and the stars rotate around the center of the galaxy. But what happens is that an emergent phenomena, namely that density waves are happening. Density waves are happening, and we will show the density waves are the spiral arms of the galaxies, which are not something stable, but emerging phenomena because of collision with stars, or not collision, interaction, gravitational interaction, So this is a formation of cations out of an initial homogeneous situation. So classical physics is you start from something homogeneous. And you get patterns. So that is one classical example of what has been considered complex systems. I'm just telling you we are not going to do that. This is a very well established field, and it's very physical, and there are many also very good books on that. Another example is, which we will partly treat, is that you have a deterministic time evolution. So like we often have that in physics, like Newton's equations, things like that. So everything is completely clear. Once you have the initial condition, you know exactly what is going to happen. But there might be an exponential sensibility on the initial condition. We will treat that in detail. And something like chaos might happen. So something unpredictable might happen, even so the time evolution behavior equations are deterministic. So these are two classical examples of what has been considered. So then there are modern development, and we will concentrate here on the modern development mostly. And that is the interplay between dynamical system and networks. So we could call that dynamical networks. And so network theory, as you might have known, also the application of networks, has been extremely important in the last years. And it's continued to have many ramifications. And what we are going to treat is many complex properties to get mostly related to networks, but not only. Of course, the other issues we will also treat. So therefore, the lecture will have a certain basis. And the first chapter we will treat, this will be graph theory and networks. And so there we learn what, everything about people want to know the basic network. What is a network? Something that is connected here. Properties of networks, modern networks, interesting issues. Then in the second chapter, we will make connection to the classical foundations, namely to dynamical system theory. So this is the basics of systems. And the key point there, as you know it from physics, like Newton's equation, mx double point equals the force. Newton's in physics we often have dynamical systems where we have a limited number of degrees of freedoms, like in the Kepler problem, you have the Sun, you have the Earth, maybe you have a few planets. And in complex systems, we might have also few degrees of freedom, but often we have many degrees of freedom which are divergent. By the way, an interruption. I see that some people are taking notes, that's of course welcome. But the lecture, there's a complete script on the homepage you can download. So everything I have here, essentially, you can also have, which is on my homepage. So if you go to the homepage, you have the script. And on the homepage, actually, there's all the information also on the lecture. And the idea is that I always give in my courses a script beforehand, so if you like, you can print it out beforehand and then listen to it and study that during the lecture or whatever. Good, so the basics of dynamic system theory will be the second chapter, and the third chapter we will have a general introduction into our information theory. And maybe we will have a substitute here. Maybe at this time I present here Dmitry Markovich and Juliana Ludina. We will be your tutors for the exercises. I will talk about that later during the end. So maybe we'll have a substitute there. So information theory is everything which has to do with probabilities, probability distribution function, Shannon entropy, information entropy, Kullback-Leibler divergence, and things like that, so probabilities. So that is, of course, an important part in complex system theory because you have to estimate probability distribution function and what is going on. And the fourth chapter we will do are random Boolean networks. And that is something which will be probably quite new to you because it is a short explanation of what that is and why it is important. Which can be either 0 or 1. So that is called Boolean. So a dynamic variable is Boolean, which has takes two values. And so you have a network here, which are connected, and every node can be either 0 or 1. And typical examples are genes. So this is, for example, a gene. A gene can be either on or off. So it can be either being transcripted or non-transcripted, so active or non-active in your cell. So you have many cells, and all cells, they have the same genome. But why is a skin cell different from an eye cell? Because a different configuration of genes is active in the cell for the skin than in the eye. And so some are on and off. So gene regulation networks are prototypical example of binary networks or Boolean networks. So said yes, there were only few people coming to this lecture. That's important for snow, not yet. So we start always at 8:45 at Tuesdays. So there's some more chairs here. So gene regulation networks are essentially Boolean networks. So one gene is regulating another gene. We will come to that quite often to this example. And so the underpinning of life, as is now understood, this is the basis of life, of all living, if you will see that. Are gene regulation networks. And so it's important to understand generally the property of Boolean networks, and then reference examples are random Boolean networks where all the interactions between the different constituent elements are random. So it's a reference model system. It's not that this is a good model for gene regulation, but because it's random, but it's a reference model system. So this is a recurring theme in complex system theory, that we want to have a reference model where we can compare real-world model to. So we need to have a well-defined reference model which we can understand in detail. Yeah, let's do some pictures. Then the first chapter we are going to talk about cellular automata and cell organized predictability. Self-organized predictability, I'm going to explain it just very shortly now, which happens might happen in complex systems. So complex systems are all very different because since they're complex, and one of the things which can happen is the self-organized predictability. Cellular automata, maybe you know that what the cellular automata is, very famous is a game of life. So cellular automata means you have cells. And in every cell, maybe you have something, or it could also be have more values, or it could, let's say, be Boolean. Something could be there or not there. And then you have rules at every time step, and say, this is time step t to 0, and at the next time step, something else changes the configuration, and maybe this one is like that. So t equals 1. It's a dynamical system because the configuration changes at every time, and there are certain local rules how this configuration changed. So these are cellular automata, the game of life. Maybe you have heard about that. If you go to the internet and you look cellular automata, you can many Java applets where you can play around. You will study a few of them. Life is an example, very famous example, forest fire model. And with this cellular automata, one can construct models which are critical. And critical means, we will discuss that in quite a few detail. Critical means that we are right at the phase transition. I think we'll discuss it in life. So, for example, if you have a ferromagnet, I think they are one or two. Critical means you are in a phase transition. Let's say in physics, you have iron, let's say, and this is a ferromagnet. So you have a magnetic spontaneous magnetization, and at Tc, that's the Curie temperature, which for iron, for example, is 10,024 Kelvin, the magnetization goes to zero, and here it's a paramagnet, there's no spontaneous magnetization, so there's no magnetic field, and this is called the critical point. And here, of course, you have an external parameter, the temperature, which you need to use to regulate exactly the criticality, which is called critical. Critical point. And self-organized criticality is when you have a dynamical system which itself regulates it in a way that it becomes critical at a certain point. So it's a kind of an emerging phenomenon. So, as I said, the field of complex systems is very large. And these five chapters will be surely the basis we will do. There are many more things to be done, and it will then depend on the time we have, what we will do afterwards. And I'll give you a few examples. So if you look at the book, I'm not sure whether that's somewhere around, you can pass it. On the lecture note, you will see that there are more chapters, and not all of them we will be able to do in this lecture. But I'm writing them, and we can have some. Subsection on that one. So, by the way, the second edition of this lecture course, so of this Springer book, is just came out. So, there's a second edition which is just available. So, this five chapters we will do in any case, and then a selection of the following chapters. You might then decide what you're mostly interested in. Six might be the evolution, the theory of evolution, which is a very nice issue, the basis of life. Things like hypercycles and game theory are here. Synchronization. Synchronization is the following. You have many things. For example, you may have noticed if you are in a performance. So there's an artist on the stage, and everybody claps at the end. And there are two ways of clapping. Everybody claps it fast, and everybody by himself. And then sometimes it happens that everybody claps rhythmically intact, synchronized. So there's a synchronization happening. Maybe you have noticed that. So that is called synchronization if everything is intact. There's also something very important in the brain. The neurons can be either individually or synchronous intact. And so there are many issues about this phenomenon of synchronization. When does it happen? How does it happen? And so on. Or we can talk about cognitive systems. So a cognitive system is, for example, what you have in your head, in the brain. That's the wetware, the biological cognitive system. Cognitive system can also be artificial, even so we are not able yet to construct an artificial cognitive system, but cognitive system is an overall general expression for something which can do something, information processing in a useful way, maybe like a robot survive in a certain surrounding. And so there are many, of course, a cognitive system is an extremely complex dynamical system. So a cognitive system, essentially, you have many degrees of freedoms, like we have in our brain, and they interact in a fantastic way to make what we are, even if you don't really understand yet how this goes in detail. Yeah. Something went wrong completely now. nobody asks questions, so on the lecture, most important issue is to ask questions and to participate. So anything, questions? Okay, so the lecture coming, so these five chapters we will do in any case, and then we will see how much time we have for doing extra issues. So, this is an lecture, this 3 hours lecture with 1 hour exercise, I will explain it now. And so first of all, so you might get credit points for this lecture, of course, if you, as a Wartlichfach or whatever you are studying. So in order to get your credit points, there are a certain number of conditions. One has to, of course, you are welcome also to listen to the lecture without getting credit points, to go to the exercises, and exercises or the tutorials. I will just now say when they're going to happen. During the exercises, you have to give a small talk, short talk, at the end of the short seminar. So at the end of this lecture, there are many small projects, maybe for 20 minutes talk or so, where you can do a little research and then present that and give a talk. And then, of course, there's an exam. So if you've done that one nicely, you are allowed to do the exam, which is an oral exam. Well, that's a condition for the credit points. And actually, is there anybody who wants to plan their credit points? Good. So we have to organize the lectures. And we will do the lectures, the exercises. And so there's formally 1 hour. So this is 3 hours lecture and 1 hour tutorial. But we will do it, the tutorials, we will do every 2 weeks, 2 hours. That is more practical because many of the issues and the problems we have are small problems. We can maybe write a little program or do a little MATLAB simulation. And I've reserved a few possible rooms since the audience here is pretty diverse, and so that we can then, the people who want to come can then say which of the date is much good for them. So possible dates is Monday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Tuesday, Dienstag, whatever, 1 to 15, Wednesday, 8 to 10, or 16 to 18, and Thursday, 8 to 10, or Friday, we have something 12 to 14. So, many possible dates. Hopefully, the rooms are still free. So, last week, these rooms were still free at that time, the seminar rooms. And so, only the people who want to come to the tutorials should stay there.
Is there a movie safe to come?
Okay. On,
and also Monday
16th, 18th. Okay, so how shall we do that? Okay. Anybody really wants Monday? No. So then we remove that. Anybody having so somebody who cannot come, who wants to come and cannot come at certain dates?
Yeah.
just keep discussing it in a while. So these two gentlemen are organizing the tutorials, so if any questions for the offices,
one, four, one.
So just on this floor, and we always contact. Okay, so has anybody...
Yeah. What's with the Thursday lecture? Because I think they have lectures then.
Okay. And so you have to cross it out?
I mean, it's from 9 to 11.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, didn't see that. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, that's correct. Oh, that's because we changed it. Before it was a different time. Okay, so for me it's completely, I have no states here, so then I would propose on Friday?
Wednesday.
This one? Yes. Okay, you want to make a vote? Mm-hmm. Somebody for Tuesday?
Somebody has lectures on Wednesday and Friday.
Sorry?
Because it's the same lecture at Wednesday and Friday. I got one lecture at both times at Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, that's a coincidence. that's not... but, so in essence, so this is... this one.
Oh, we come out this one.
Sorry? So, in effective, of course, this is on a fixed day. In principle, we can shift it to any day. This is a free seminar room. Of course, it's difficult to organize that everybody can because they're very different. Yeah?
What about after lectures for me? Tuesday and Thursday?
I think we couldn't find a room here which was free for 2 hours. So, most seminar rooms are booked. Mm-hmm. So, this were. I mean, if you go further away, maybe there's some seminar rooms. But here in the physics, these were the 3 seminar rooms. It's not that we are full. We are not having hundreds of 3 seminar rooms. But the principle says if you can organize it. So I would say that we make it initially the sum of the dates that everybody, most people can. And then you can try to make additional effort whether we can find something, other room where everybody really can. So you have to make a list. Actually, we have a list here, sorry, I forgot about that. But everybody who wants to participate here, please to put his name, and maybe also put, it's not inside here, when you can launch, so we can... And so... Okay, so then let's make a vote at the beginning where most people could or could not. So we have 3 days here. Tuesday 1-15. Monday, 2 persons. Wednesday 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And so the 6 persons. And Friday 12 to 14. 0. So it's initially,
who can the lectures from?
Who there's other lectures, yeah. So what we will do is we do it initially now and keep in contact with Dimitri or Guillermo, and if it's possible, they try to shift it to some day where everybody can. It will be difficult, of course. And so it will happen. It will start. So this is, I have to give you the room, room number. So it will be then Wednesday. And the room number is here, 1.14. So the same room as we are here. And it will start next week. And then every 2 weeks. So since it starts next week, we have exercise sheets for students. Maybe you have to make more copies. Sorry if you can just pass it around. You don't want to do that. Okay. Yeah.
But there's going to be a course on Wednesday, 4 to 6. And then what's going to be the next lecture? Only on Thursday?
That's not a course. This is for the tutorials.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's the first time in Germany. You don't know the German system of tutorials. No, so we have here in the course, the lecture I'm giving, and we have exercises every week, or now every 2 weeks. So at home, you are supposed to do the exercises and hand them in. Mm-hmm. And then in the tutorials, they are discussed the solutions. And you might also maybe go to the blackboard and do some exercises, something like, things like that. These are tutorials. The tutorial is to exercise, we call them exercises in German, to exercise what you learned in the, hopefully learned in the lecture. So, and the lecture is just our tutorials, yeah. So this is standard for all our lectures in physics. So normally it is on a weekly basis, but we do it now on a 2 weekly basis. Yeah, further questions? Good. Yeah, so I think we will have a lot to do. I think it's a very interesting field, otherwise I wouldn't work in this field. And yeah, we will start then next time on Thursday. And Thursday will be on 9 o'clock, so the usual academic 9 o'clock, so that means 9:15. The reason we have it here at 8:45 is because some people have to change to Bockenheim and otherwise don't catch the train. So that's the reason why we start at this funny time. But on Thursday it's normally at 9 o'clock, so 2 hours, and we will start. Yeah, I hope you will enjoy it and see you on. Das ist egal, ich kann trotzdem das Leben.